So glad you're joining me for this short devotional. I've titled this, The Recipe for Success. You know, I love recipes, especially the ones that work well. The last couple of weeks, I've been tweaking a bread recipe, and after 3 fallen loaves, I finally got it right. Perfect bread, and everyone's loved it. I made sure to document all my changes for my son-in-law so he would have success as well. You know, passing along the perfect recipe to others is one of my passions, especially when those recipes are for success in life. So naturally, those scriptural formulas or recipes that make us successful are always something I'm searching for. Recently, I've been on a quest to walk more deeply in the supernatural, especially in the area of healing. My desire has been to find a formula to walk in divine health and bring healing, both emotional and physical, to others. I'm also keenly aware that we are clearly commanded to teach, to preach, and to heal the sick. And I want to walk as he did. Matthew 4:23, "And he went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every weakness and infirmity among the people." Well, I may not have found the perfect recipe, but I am finding as I study a principle of compassion that is a continuous thread in the life of Christ. The principle of compassion, that release of the Father's mercy, was manifest in all Jesus did when he was feeding the hungry, teaching, preaching, or ministering healing. He was motivated by compassion, and from that place, power flowed out to others. I see this illustrated in the following verses. Mark 6:34. "As Jesus landed, he saw a great crowd waiting, and he was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things." Matthew 15:32. "Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have pity and sympathy, and I'm deeply moved for the crowd, because they've been with me now for 3 days, and they have nothing at all left to eat. And I am not willing to send them away hungry, lest they faint or become exhausted on the way." Matthew 14:14. "When he went ashore and saw a great throng of people, he had compassion, pity, and deep sympathy for them, and he cured their sick." And Mark 1:41, "And being moved with pity and sympathy, Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. And he said to him, I am willing, be made clean." You know, we're commanded to clothe ourselves with this same compassion as we minister. Colossians 3:12. "So as those who have been chosen by God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." You know, the Lord reminded me of a meeting I attended a number of years ago where Heidi Baker was ministering. She had a powerful message. And when the call came down from the tiered seating for prayer, the seats seemed to empty into the aisles. Consequently, people just could not get down to the front. I was about 2/3 of the way down and 3 seats in, and when I looked behind me and saw all those needing prayer, I just made my way to the aisle and started praying for people. They thought I was part of the prayer team, and their faith was activated. I've always been thankful for being used, and I thought it was just really an act of obedience that God honored. But as I was praying, the Lord reminded me that I was moved by compassion. And those people, I just felt like they'd never make it down to the prayer team. And it was from that heart of compassion that God's power moved. You know, when I'm coaching a mentee with problems and pain way beyond my ability to ministry, I rush us both to the throne room. And every single time, we're amazed at what happened. God's power and wisdom just begins to flow. Out of a place of compassion, his love and healing power moves. I always stand amazed, and together we laugh out loud at the miraculous work done during those calls. You know, I've been praying these last weeks not only for greater ministry and healing, but also in sharing the gospel. It's an area I've been rather weak in, and the Lord is showing me that although I want a ready set of apologetics, it's really his heart for the lost that I'm in need of. If I love those that don't know him, that love will provide all I need to share Jesus. I just need his eyes to see them and his heart, and he'll provide the opportunity and the words. You know, each time we're called to minister, whether it's a word of encouragement, a prayer, sharing the gospel, or laying on of hands for healing, we need to make sure it's done from that place of compassion, where the power of Jesus flows. It's his great love that provides all we need to teach others to walk in success, preach the good news to those who need an introduction, and bring God's healing to those oppressed in body and spirit. The same Spirit that anointed the life of Jesus will anoint us as we follow his lead. Isaiah 61 is one of my very favorite scriptural references. The Spirit of the Lord is God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console all those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And it's all done out of a heart of compassion. Oh, I hope that was a blessing.